The next patient is Randy Aronoff. The last name is A-R-O-N-O-F-F. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that is a diabetic and has been since 1994. The patient is seen.
Is it fragile? You want me to have them call him back?
Okay. The patient was referred to the office because of the presence of a significant proteinuria up to 1,800 milligrams in 24 hours. The changes made were administration of irbesartan, 75 milligrams POBID, and continue with the administration of Kerendia, and 20 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient has cut down the proteinuria down to 900 milligrams, despite the fact that the blood sugar is out of control. Number two, the patient has CKD stage 3A. With the above-mentioned proteinuria, the following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.8. The problem is related to the fact that he's taking 45 units of Levemir every 12 hours, and the blood sugar has been bottoming down at 3 in the morning on regular basis. The patient gets up and starts eating sweets and overcompensates, and it has been a roller coaster. The recommendation that I give today is to get Levemir 45 units in the morning and change to 40 in the evening. Check the blood sugar at 3 in the morning, and if it is still low, cut the Levemir in the evenings by 3 every 3 days until he gets level off. The patient understood the recommendation, and hopefully it will be helpful. Following number, the patient has a hyperuricemia treated with allopurinol, following number hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number BPH, and history of bladder cancer that is followed by Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease, and following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Reevaluation of the work of the patient in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.